Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, what have you learnt recently, Jay?
Well, this is a story dating back to 1982.
82, yeah, yep. I was not born yet.
Larry Walters, heard of him?
Have not.
No, neither had I. Now, as a young boy, I think most, as a young kid, in fact, everyone wants to fly.
Oh, yeah, of
it's
course.
Like, oh, man,
they pretend
imagine.
To fly.
Right?
Yep.
And when you're really little, maybe your parents put you up on their legs and you're flying around.
Yep.
Yep, everyone wants to do that. So Larry, this has been an all-time dream of his to get up in the sky. Didn't have a pilot's license, didn't know what he was doing. So we thought, okay, how can I make this happen? Now, he worked for a film company at the time. And so he thought, you know what? I'm going to do it the only way I know how.
By jumping off a roof?
No, what he did was he forged a document from his employer. He went to a weather station and said, hey, look, I need 45 weather balloons. Those are these huge balloons, right?
Yeah.
Then he went and got some helium tanks, filled them up. So we had 45 of these. He went back to his house with a few mates, and they tied them to a deck chair.
I think I know this story.
It's an incredible story.
Yeah.
So then he tied himself to the deck chair, and then he had with him a pellet gun, a radio, sandwiches, and a camera.
All the things you need.
Exactly. And then his friends cut the cord, and apparently he took off. Like, it was so quick. He was just like,
how
gone.
How was he attached to the seat? That's what I want to know.
With rope. He tied himself to the seat.
Oh, no. Doesn't sound safe.
It sounds terrifying.
Because if you lost a couple at the back, you're then automatically leaning forward.
Oh, it sounds terrible. But I did look at the, some of the stats. He did have a parachute.
Okay.
So if all turned pear-shaped. But then again, you've got to be a certain distance from the ground. And if you
throw it
away. Yeah.
Sounds extremely dangerous.
Yes, it is. He got so high, right? He got 16,000 feet. Now, this is commercial flights. So two commercial flights spotted him and reported it. Could you imagine?
I would be scared because you wouldn't be able to move. You're like, there's this massive plane coming towards you.
Well, so he got to that height. He got reported a couple of times. And he thought, all right, it's been 45 minutes. Time to come down. So then he got his pellet gun. And he had to strategically shoot balloons because obviously, you don't want the deck chair to fall over.
Yep.
So he had to shoot a few. He shot a few. He was slowly going down. He's like, all right, I need to come down a bit quicker because this is very slow. Shot another one, dropped his gun.
No!
So he's now stuck up at who knows how many thousand feet in the air with no
way. At least he's coming down though, right?
He is slowly coming down. And he thought, all right, what an ordeal. I've reached my dreams. I've done it all. He's coming down. What happens? He gets caught in a power line.
Oh, no. There'd be like, nothing you could do. You just watch it coming.
Yep. So then he's dangling from the power lines. Somehow he manages to get off that and onto the ground safely, to which there were cops waiting.
Oh.
So he got fined $4,000.
What for? Yep. What were the charges?
Because he didn't have... it's like the airspace law.
Oh,
like, you've got to have permission to be up in there. He didn't have that. So they said, hey, you're trespassing in the air. So, but then he was like, no, I'm not paying $4,000. So then he took them to court and got it reduced to $1,500. And that is the story of Larry Walters.
Oh, Larry Walters. What a man.
1982. I mean,
lucky he survived.
I know.
The 80s were wild.
So wild. See, you can see why I was excited to share the story.
Now, some people may already know this, but I learned about it today and then found out I actually experienced this.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bizarre, like, 2 minutes of realizing.
I was like, did you experience it for 2 minutes?
No, no, no. Like, when I realized this thing existed.
It was 2 minutes of shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of emotion. So,
all right, buckle ourselves in. 2 minutes, here we go.
Today I learned that humans can enter a state that's called hypnagogia.
What is hypnagogia?
So it's the state of consciousness between being awake and being asleep. Like, it's that moment where your body is not fully...
Between being awake and being asleep. So it's you're just drifting off?
Yeah, so it's that moment between when you're fully alert and awake and you're fully asleep.
Does it work the other way around too, as you're just starting to wake up?
Yeah, there's another one. There's
right,
another name for
okay.
that. But this one, during hypnagogia, it's common to experience involuntary and imagined experiences. Now, these are referred to as like hypnagogic hallucinations. So basically, about 70% of people experience these hallucinations. Now, it can be in the form of sight, sound, feelings of movement, stuff like that. So I don't know if you've ever had this, but I have it quite often, actually, where just as I'm falling asleep, I like jolt awake. Like I've been like,
Seeing something?
It's a feeling for me. It's okay. Like I feel like I'm falling and then I jolt awake.
Ah.
Or I also hear things. So there'll be often a time when I'm like, no, I know what it is now. Like I never really thought about it. Like I hear the garage door open, or I think that I hear someone close a door in the house. So I'll get up and I'm like, what was that? And I'll often like walk around the house the other night.
Oh, to the point that you actually get up and go check.
What was that? I've like look out the front window. I'm like, did someone just open my car door? Like, it's
wow.
Yeah. And the other night I was like, thought I heard my son, and I was like, Evan,
go check on N.
I was like, I think he's up and getting into the fridge. He's like, he's sound asleep in bed. So I obviously, just as I was falling asleep, I thought I'd heard him.
So there's a name for it. I don't think I've ever experienced it. Like, yes, I've been in bed and I've gone, oh, what was that? But there are actual sounds, like a cat's jumped on the roof or something.
Yeah, no, this is as I'm falling to sleep. It's crazy.
And there's a name for it as well.
I know.
So you're a noise person.
No, and a feeling. So sometimes I jolt awake.
But there are people that see stuff.
Yeah, yep. They'll be...
So you're lying in bed and next thing you...
Or they'll feel something. Yeah, see something even.
This is
hear
weird.
Something. Or have a movement. Or it can also come in the form of muscle jerks, sleep paralysis, and lucid dreams.
Okay, muscle jerks. Now I'm on the bandwagon here.
Yeah.
If I'm asleep, just before I fall asleep, I'll like do a little kick.
Yeah, so that's part of it as well.
Oh, so I do have this.
Yeah, so they
I
mostly
am special.
They mostly occur, well, 70%, so we're not.
Okay.
Probably more special if you don't.
If you're the 30%.
Yeah. The most often occur in young adults and teenagers. They become less common with age, and women are more likely to experience the hallucinations than men.
We've got Shiloh on the phone. Shiloh, is this all new to you, or did you already know this was a thing?
I knew this was a thing because I saw it on TikTok a long while back.
So, do you experience this?
Yes, I do. Sometimes when I'm really tired from a long day at school, I go to sleep pretty quickly and then I just suddenly jolt awake.
Oh, it's so pretty scary.
Are you seeing anything or sensing anything, or is it just your body twitches?
Yeah, I see, like, it's like I'm going down the stairs where I used to have one of my old classrooms. And it's like I fall forward, but then I like jolt, but I'm on my back.
Wow. That's intense.
This is just weird. It's a whole world I'm not used to.
I know. Thanks for sharing, Shiloh.
We've got Lachlan on the phone. Lachlan, is this hallucinations? Hallucinations. Wow, that took a long time to get out. Or is this like a feeling thing for you, Lachlan?
Hallucination. I like can't move, but I can like open and close my eyes. One time I was doing that, and then I saw my friends, but they were zombies and they were crawling towards me.
Oh my goodness! Is that like a lucid dream? Like one of those things where you know you're dreaming, but it's like you're asleep but you're awake.
No, lucid dreaming you can control. I was completely out of control in this.
Oh, that is scary. How'd you feel when you woke up?
I was just really relieved and just happy that it was over.
Oh, I bet you were.
Hey, Lachlan, thank you so much for the call. I'm like, are we just blurring the lines between dreaming?
No, you know it. Like, you can feel it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't, because I don't experience this.
You say you like jerk. Like,
I jerk, but I'm just like, but I don't wake myself up. I just
so you
kinda,
feel it?
Yeah, I feel
because
it.
Because there's that moment between being awake and being asleep.
But I can't imagine having a full-on dream in that time.
Yeah, that would be scary because like you were, oh, it's a bad feeling because I know that feeling of when I heard something.
Yeah.
And then.
And you think it's so real that you get up and check all the windows.
But it's actually in that moment between awake and asleep. Not a nice feeling.
9313 0985 or send us a text on 0429 985 985. Do you experience this? Hallucinations.
It's called hypnagogia.
I just had to get that word out the second time. I was like, I know how to say it. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.